Okay, this is the Real BS Show on a Thursday. You know what? It's very windy outside.
Windy and nasty.
Yeah, coming up here, I must have got stopped three or four times because of trees that fell over the road.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Whew.
Yeah. Glad I left early. So anyways, we're going to get rain. We're going to get lots of wind. Lots of wind today.
There we go.
And, well, we rode around town to look at them houses that got damage, squashed away. Yeah, tree fell right on the house.
Yeah.
It's gonna get expensive to keep this up.
Yeah.
It's crazy weather we're having. Jeez.
It is.
Something else. I don't know. It's hard to figure.
Yeah.
Hard to figure what's going on. But it's still kind of warm. It's in the 60s and low 70s, so that's not bad.
No, we're getting a lot of strong wind coming off the lake, and also you got a lot of the southern temperatures coming up north, so we're getting the hit of it.
I don't know, just one thing after another. I fell asleep to the rain last night. I could hear it real well.
Yeah.
Put me right to sleep. So what are we doing today? You picked out a bunch of songs.
Yeah, right? Just picked a few. You can blame me for them, but there's some bands that just not well known. You know, some are known, but the Outlaws, they're a good band, and why not put them on the spotlight?
So we got some music in there. That's all.
Yeah,
they want to listen to us blabber all. Yeah,
they maybe they do. Who knows?
Shoot. All right. Well, whatever you got going, let's do it.
Thank you. myself amongst the music and the rhyme, and it gets you there. Green grass and high tides forever, castles and stones so glory. All spaces say we adore you, as kings and queens bow and pray.
Me up.
Yeah, well, yeah. Green grass and the high tides.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you picked out these first, most all of them, really.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, there were some spirit songs in there that you liked, and, you know, it's good to reminisce.
I remembered from a long time ago, yeah. We played with them in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because that's where we were making our tape, and we were camped out down there.
That's a weird place, isn't it?
What, Orlando, Florida?
Yeah.
Just as weird as everywhere else. I mean, you know, all the different places that I've been, you know, you say, well, you got to see this, you got to see that.
Yeah.
You go see them, and you say, what am I doing here?
Yeah, it's kind of like
there ain't nothing to this, you know, what the heck?
It's kind of like the bean in Chicago. Who cares?
It's
there's some places I've been that where I can say.
You ever been to New York City?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Times Square is a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke, and that's a big tourist attraction, and that's all it is. I mean, just people trying to rip you off. That's about it. I mean, and that same way with San Francisco, the Fisherman's Wharf down there was just terrible, just awful, and that was a long time ago.
Right.
I'm sure it's just as boring now as it was then.
Yeah.
And the only thing. Down there was they had these big seals or sea lions or whatever they were laying up on the
you're like, why don't you get a job?
and that's what people came to look at, but all the Chinese food and all that stuff was all, I don't know, you're supposed to be food that they fished out of the bay or something, but it all came from China. Jeez. I don't know, it's just everything's a ripoff. What was that? What's that thing where the presidents are? The Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, that's a joke, too.
Another joke, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as big as what it looks like in the pictures.
No, the parking lot's right there, basically.
It's just stupid. You get there after 5 minutes, okay, let's go.
Get out of here. Literally, it's like how long it takes to get there. Then you get there and you realize it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it is off the beaten trail there quite a ways, too.
There's some places I'll say, like the Grand Canyon, that's pretty neat, but you don't...
Well, that's good for half an hour.
Yeah, maybe. Then you're like, get the heck out of there. Yeah. I would never go walking down into it. People that do are crazy. They don't realize how hot it gets there. You don't have enough water.
You get a rattlesnake bite you or something.
But usually it's not enough water. People are going in there not prepared, not realizing how hot it gets, People die down there all the time dying.
Yeah, and Los Angeles is another one. Who is that, Walk of Stars?
Yeah, that's a joke.
Terrible.
They pay for that. Jeez. You know that all those artists are paying for those stars. They're not.
I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's really stupid.
I will admit, there's some places I would go to for like comedy or music. Like Austin, Texas is probably a cool place to go. If I was to ever
I don't know. I've never been there.
Picked up. That's where a lot of people are going for comedy and music. But even still, like I might go to the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, but I'd never care for anything else in Los Angeles. I've been there once before, and that was enough.
There's too many people.
Same thing with Las Vegas. To me, Las Vegas is way overpriced.
I drove through Las Vegas. Yeah. That's it. I kept on going. I went up to Reno and...
Like the casinos and the food used to be worthwhile to go to. And I never went myself. I'm just saying what other people have said, that the food used to be cheap when I was back there. In 2000, I was in there. 2001, I was in there. And we were on leave for a little bit from Fort Irwin and decided to take a trip to Las Vegas. And the food was cheap. But now I heard it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And less people are going to Las Vegas. So you're getting
It's getting pretty bare.
Yeah. So
not too many folks showing up.
Like the same thing with Miami. Miami used to be a big thing to go to and see, but the one place I will say in Florida that I would visit again and again and again is St. Augustine. That place is beautiful. It's relaxing. I didn't feel stressed there. Normally when I'm on vacation, I'm stressed out.
it's that way everywhere. I mean, it's traffic and people and just that. New York City's just awful. Terrible.
Yeah.
And everybody's trying to rip you off. San Francisco's the same way. Everybody's trying to rip you off. Oh, it's just horrible, horrible. And the strange people you see. Well, San Francisco really is strange. All these guys dressed up as girls, and it's just awful.
Right.
And never again.
That's pretty much everywhere now, you go anywhere, you see that pretty much. But Yeah, we for the 4th of July, we're going up to a cousin's of ours in New York State. And I thought, why not take my son and his fiance? And she's never seen the Niagara Falls before. And, you know, that's a sight to go see once.
That's another tourist trap.
It is.
I mean, it's just...
I will say the trick, though.
Rip you off.
The trick, though, is, I'm going to tell you the secret, what I do, and I've done it a few times, is you just go to Goat Island. You park, go to Goat Island, and enjoy the view there. It's cheap as hell, and then you can leave. You can eat somewhere else outside of...
You got to get on them boats that float up there.
Oh, those are expensive.
Are they?
Yeah, they're not cheap, anymore. Yeah. But see, that's one of those things. You just you go to Goat Island, walk around, you can see both falls, and then leave. You don't have to...
Well, you know, I went to the Canadian side, and you get right up close to the water, or you go down underneath there.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
But, yeah, Goat Island you can, too. You can get right up to the water there, too.
But, boy, everywhere else is just wax museums and goofy stuff.
Goofy stuff.
It's just all...
And the American side is a little bit more criminal, so you have to kind of watch it. But the Goat Island, literally... is you can see both falls real close, and you don't have to go to the Canadian side. You don't have to have a passport. It's free. You just go in there and chill, you know, and then you can leave. So we have to, because where we're going is only like maybe 30, 45 minutes away from the, you know, on the interstate on 90. So it's like near Batavia, you know. So it's a little bit of a drive out, and then why if we're going by it, why not go there for her, you know, to see. But I don't know. So we got some spirit up next. What do you think about some spirit?
Whatever, you're in charge there. Yeah. You put the records on, flip them over and all that stuff. I got to sit up here so I don't tip over.
Yeah, you don't want to be what's that, Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah, break my butt.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, take it away.
Don't look now, don't ask how, gonna find me a way.
there you go. A little, what is that? Fresh Garbage?
Yeah, by the Spirit. That's an interesting song. We had included in there.
They had a big song called "I Got a Line on You." Yeah. I think was pretty. You got that on there?
Yeah, I got that on there.
Okay,
that's an interesting band overall. Like they had a lot of hits, but they some reason never got the popularity I think they should have had.
Yeah,
were they just too out there or something? Or
they were out there. They were all over the place. I mean, they were see them in Florida and up in New York. And
oh yeah,
everywhere.
Huh.
But. You know, you see one band, you've seen them all.
I don't know.
After a while, you just...
You know.
If you like fighting crowds and stuff, I guess you're okay.
That's a problem, you know. Going to concerts, you know, fighting crowds, yeah.
Nowadays, it's expensive.
Oh, ooh, sure.
Jeez.
Yeah. A lot of it's on the artists, though. They'll blame the venues, and it's like, that's not the case.
I mean, there's some of them are $100, $200 tickets. I mean,
yeah.
Jeez.
I think nuts. Taylor Swift was $1,000 at one point.
Oh, jeez.
No way. Imagine paying that.
There's no way in the world I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to do a show, you know, work a show with her.
Ooh. No.
Terrible.
Yeah, there's some people out there that, you know, talking about artists, you know, you got some weird artists in the history of music that did some weird stuff out in their personal lives, and maybe they made some good music, but boy, most of them were weird.
A lot of them went nutty, too. I mean,
yeah.
Even with all that money and all that fame, they just went nuts, you know, and their personal lives were just awful. Yeah,
just
terrible. Jeez.
Right.
I was watching a thing about James Brown.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, I didn't know he was that bad.
Yeah. Horrible Jeez. To his staff, horrible to the people at the venues, horrible to fans.
You know, there's no reason for it. Yeah. There's just absolutely no reason for it, and they do it anyways.
Yeah.
It's just
Rick James is another one.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Who's that guy I dislike? Garth Brooks. Yeah. Holy catfish. Yeah. I said, I'll tell you what, let me sing and you come over here and run these knobs, you know. He went stomping off.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible, terrible. All right, well, let's do some more stuff here.
I got a line on you.
Oh,
there's a little spirit for you.
Yeah, some Nature's Way. Yeah, you know, it's kind of.
Well, they had a lot of. It was different back way back then. I mean, that's a long time ago.
Experimental.
Talking the 60s, late 60s, early 70s.
They definitely were tapping into something that was different, you know, very experimental music. And
I wonder where they are. I bet they're all gone.
They're probably somewhere. You know, let me look, you know, Spirit. This is one of the things we didn't research before we got online. They were active in, they were active from 67 to 97. You know.
And they all overdosed?
Yeah, they kind of get old, I guess, you know. Let's see here. The original lineup, Randy California, that was his name.
Yeah.
He died in 97. Ed Cassidy died in 2012. John Locke, not the philosopher, he died in 2006. And then Mark Andes is still alive. He's
is he a bass player?
Yeah, bass guitar.
Bass players last a long time.
They do. He was the bassist for Canned Heat, Spirit, JoJo Gunn, Firefall, Heart, and Robert Marable.
Oh, he's been around.
The percussions, you know, he's John Ferguson. He's still alive. But yeah, Randy California. I remember that name from somewhere. Yeah, yeah. He was in Spirit, Jimmy James, and the Blues Flames. And he died at 45.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those singers, they don't last long.
He drowned in the Pacific Ocean while rescuing his son from a root current. Oh, that's rough.
Wow.
Yeah. That's rough, you know. Yeah, that's what happens, you know. People don't take those root currents serious. They happen on Lake Erie all the time. You know, in Florida, when I was in Florida, they were talking about them all the time, too.
Well, do like I do now. I just stay out of the water.
There you go.
more jellyfish for me.
You get in your kiddie pool, right?
Yeah, I don't get nothing. I stick my feet in the pool. Yeah.
I like pools once in a while. I'll admit it. They're nice. You know, get some splash around, you know.
I don't know. Wait till you hit 75.
Yeah.
76.
Yeah.
You'll change your mind.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, well, let's play some, what was it?
Steppenwolf.
Oh, Steppenwolf.
Yeah, some Steppenwolf. Right.
Remember that.
That's right.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to be make it happen. Take the world in.
That's a real BS show on a exciting. What date is this?
The 18th.
The 18th already.
Yeah, the month is already gone.
Yeah.
Six more months till Christmas, right? You know.
Ooh wee. Yeah. And snow and cold and everything like that.
It's coming.
Oh jeez. Yeah, it never stops. It's just it goes fast.
May
flew by so fast that holy smokes, it's all gone already.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm getting old and maybe it just goes
could
so
be.
Fast.
That could be the case.
Yeah, probably.
We're due for a hot summer, though. And I don't know what it's going to be like for winter, but if we have an El Nino, it'll be a mild winter. But
it's gonna
who
be
knows?
The next couple of months are going to be scorchers, I bet
you.
Yeah.
We're due it. That's for sure. You know, we had
we
a very
a
soft
message
winter.
From Nancy Taylor. She said it was 90 today over there.
Oh, wow.
Philadelphia, North Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're in a drought right now in the Philadelphia area.
Are they?
Yeah, the drought report was saying we're not in a drought up here, but the drought report was saying on the drought monitor is that Philadelphia area was in a moderate, a severe drought, I guess. So yeah, we're in a good up here, but down there in Philly, they're getting pretty bad. Moderate, severe drought in that area. So,
if they don't run out of water.
Yeah, huh? I guess.
There's a lot of people down there.
We're sucking up all the rain up here. That's why.
We're what?
We're sucking up all the rain up here. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good up here. But, yeah, I've been watching the drought report. That's a serious thing. If you have a well, you have to watch out for that. You know, you don't mess around with the drought report, you know.
So, okay. So, what do we got? Some more...
Steppenwolf, yeah.
Steppenwolf.
We'll put three in a row. How about that?
All right, yeah, let's do that. Then we don't have to talk so much.
Yeah.
People are probably sick of us talking.
Yeah.
Okay. Nancy Taylor, you just, be careful with your water over there. You're in a drought.
Yeah.
So be careful. And what else? That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something. glass in his hand. Oh, but the butcher is a monster. Good God, he's not a natural man. The dealer, oh, Nicolotta, sell you lots of sweet dreams. Ah, about the pusher on your body. Love, it'll leave your mind to scream. God damn. Ah, the pusher. We'll be right back.
Jesus. Calm down, Seth. Calm down.
Oh, my gosh.
It sucks to get to you.
I know. What happens when you listen to this music?
These babies are old, too. Yeah, they really are. Really old stuff. I don't know. You got a surprise for the end here. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a bunch of songs put together by Steppenwolf, and I thought it was a cool bunch.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. That was a good way to end the show, you know. All kind right, of nature's well, way.
Yeah, it is the end of the show. I'm going to say goodbye and hello to Bob Nye, the science guy, and Rob Papatnoy, or whatever his name is.
Yeah. I don't know. Someday you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I have to zero in on that
one. Well, you are the reason we're here, you know.
Oh, I didn't bring my boots, so don't get on to that. I had my doctor's appointment, and I passed.
You passed the exam?
Yeah. He said my cholesterol is a smidge high.
Yeah.
So whatever that means.
That means more chestnuts, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I'll have to research it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that from eating too many eggs?
Yeah, I mean, it's just natural part of, you know, some people have higher genetically LDL than they should, but... Yeah, there's ways of you countering it, you know, through medicine or natural ways, I guess. You know,
well, I'm just glad it's over because I get excited when I go. Even my blood pressure was way down.
Yeah.
You know, he was shocked.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Your healthy as a horse, Bill.
Well,
right?
I wouldn't take his medicine, and that upset him very much.
Yeah.
He says, you're going to die.
Yeah.
I said, well, it's your job to keep me alive. Well,
I think everybody's going to die at some point, right, you know?
Yeah, but I said, I take that medicine you prescribed, and I'd definitely die then.
Yeah.
I stopped taking that stuff, and the very next day, my back quit hurting.
Yeah, that's one of the side effects was on there was the back pain, and it was very common. Yeah.
Man, that was awful. That was awful.
I think also you have to think about it, when you're taking something that is helping with your blood pressure, is your body already has these aches and pains there, but the blood pressure is being higher, probably calms the pain or something. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor. But there sometimes it can come out, you know, the pain can come out. And I've noticed that myself when the weather changes, my knee starts hurting, my shoulder starts hurting. And
well, that's because you're so old.
Yeah, I know.
You old codger. You get
stupid injuries is when you're younger. Value your knees, young people.
Yeah, well, you only get one body. You can't trade it in.
Well, you can nowadays get new titanium parts and stuff, you know. Yeah. So sorry about this.
You got the insurance and the wherewithal to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear this last crazy song that I haven't heard yet. So.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Say goodbye.
We'll see you next week and stay safe. Watch out for that high wind
and rain. Smokes. Don't melt in the rain.
All right. See you later. We'll be right back.
just as its share of injustice. Kind was the spirit in many a way, but its protectors and friends have been sleeping. Now it's a monster and will not obey. The spirit was freedom and justice, and its keeper.